Hi, I'm Peyton.
And I'm Lily.
And this is our
Feminist podcast.
This series is about feminism and feminists. And we wanted to do this because we wanted to show the different, like, sides there is to things. This including, like, a woman's perspective and then a male's perspective of the topic. Our predictions for this series and, like, these, like, Vox Pops and interviews are that I think some boys will think that there should be equality and that women are just setting up for that injustices and equality. And I think some boys will be overdramatic about it and think that women are being overdramatic about it and they're just emotional people that are thinking that
they deserve everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Since this series is about feminism, I think that we should go over what the real definition is, and it is the advocacy of women's rights on the basis of equality of the sexes. We think that this means that, by the definition, it means more of women and men are encouraging each other to be better instead of just women or just men. It's coming together as one to build each other up and become stronger as a unit.
The feminist movement has many supporters in it, including famous actresses, celebrities, and singers.
Some celebrities that are public feminists are Beyonce, Emma Watson, Viola Davis, Angelina Jolie, and Ariana Grande. And you can really see in their songs and their movies that they support women and are very strong in what they talk about.
Such, like, the actresses, they have, like, some have, like, good leading roles. For example, like, Angelina Jolie and Emma Watson, they, like, hold such strong roles in the movies they're in.
On their own.
On their own, exactly. Like, they can hold themselves up. They don't need another, like, leading, like, man to be doing it. And then Ariana Grande and Beyonce have many songs and albums that are about
women empowerment.
Exactly.
And they talk about it a lot, like, during acceptance speeches. And also Taylor Swift's another one about, she did a speech one time about how to not let a man take credit for a woman's success.
After she won an award. And, I mean, a lot of little girls and little boys do, like, look up to these people and listen and watch them. And I think that they are good role models for, like, the younger generations to come. They also inspired us to have our own opinions about, like, the feminism movement and, like, women's rights.
My opinion on feminism is that there sexism shouldn't even be a thing. Like, women shouldn't say stuff about boys and boys shouldn't say stuff about girls. Like, I don't really get why it has to be divided. And I think that there's a lot of attention on feminism, but I think it's on the wrong thing.
Like, the wrong side of the spectrum, yeah. Exactly.
I don't think it should just be, like, girls empowering girls. I think it should be everyone empowering everyone. I don't know why it has to be such a divide. And I think that's the problem with, like, the woman empowerment movement and, like,
that there's so many, like, they see the, like, wrong, like, side of it. That, like, they don't see, like, what we're, like, good things that girls are trying to do.
Like, and I think it's also different for us, too, because we've never really been in a professional, like, work setting. So we don't see sexism. So maybe it's just we think this way because of that. But, yeah. Like, at school, everybody's treated the same way.
Exactly.
You're a guy or you're a girl.
Like, as two 16-year-old girls, we are not put into an office space.
Yeah.
And seen, but, like, talking to, like, other adults, like, and asking them what they think about, like, the wage gap or how women are treated in their office space. Like, I've heard stories telling me, like, people telling me that they do, like, obviously they don't get the same amount of money and they're just both, like,
doing the same thing.
And that their, like, their person above, their superior advisor or whatever would, like, choose a man to do something instead of the woman, even though they're, like, doing the same thing. So, I mean, I don't think it's right, and, like, obviously we don't know it because we're not that old yet and we don't have jobs, but, like, hearing stories about it gives us an actual opinion. Like, women are not supposed to be just in the kitchen, obviously. And like,
and the thing that I kind of get upset about is that when we interviewed some people, they said that they don't view women as objects unless they objectify themselves, which I don't really agree with, because I think that I can wear whatever I want. That doesn't give you the right to, like, put me down for what I'm wearing.
Yeah, like, it's not for a man.
It's to look for at. Yourself.
It's for myself and to empower, like, myself. But I think as this series goes on, I'll be very, like, intrigued by, like, the man's perspective of things. And I, like, during the series, I think there's going to be a lot of different opinions and opinionated people. So let's just see where this series goes.